Yesterday, the Gemara had a stira that the Mishnah says that there is drisha v'chakiyas for dinim amanus. It means you inquire very much about dinim amanus. And the Braisa said that there's no drisha v'chakiyas. So the Gemara had a stira. We started yesterday with one teretz in the Gemara. The Gemara said that one midin teretz, it says mishpatachat yilachem, that you need drisha v'chakiyas. But later on, they realized that people weren't going to lend any money because he's worried that the Edom they're not going to know exactly everything. So therefore, they stopped the Jews of Chakir. That was the first text. Rav Amar, two lines from the top of Lam Beis and Beis. Rav Amar, Masnis and the Hacha, our mission is talking about Bedine Knossos. But it's not borrowing money, it's nothing like that. So there's no problems with the Edom. So you don't say that, oh, we're worried the Jews of Chakir because people aren't going to lend money. It has nothing to do with lending money. The Idach, Beidah, Zvavayas, and the other. And the Braisa that says that we don't do Jisra Chakiris, that's talking about Daz Vavayas when you're borrowing and lending money. So over there, we're not going to go ahead and do Jisra Chakiris because we're not going to be able to, people aren't going to lend money. That's another Teretz. So Papa, third Teretz, Papa, Amma, Idi, Idi, Beidah, Vavayas. They're both talking about Daz Vavayas. Kan, Bedin, Meruma, Kan, Bedin, She'en, Meruma. He is talking about a Din Meruma, which means it's a rami. We know that this. We know the peasant knows.
It sounds suspicious.
Right. It sounds suspicious. So therefore, over there we do drisha v'chakiris. We don't want to continue on with such a thing without knowing exactly what's happening. And kambedin she'ena meruma. He's talking about where it's not a rami. So over there you don't do drisha v'chakiris. Where do we see such a thing? Kedesh shlakish, like a shlakish. The shlakish lami or shlakish asked in the psukim. It says k'siv b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. So it says righteous. It says one time. K'siv tzedek tzedek tedev, and then it says twice. Righteous, righteous. So, okay, it said, why does it say, over here it says once, here it says twice. Kan, so Shlakish answered, Kan bedin meruma. Over here it's talking about a rami. So by a rami we say, you have to do tzedek, tzedek, you have to be righteous, righteous, Jesus v'chakiris. Kan bedin she'en meruma, here it's talking about with someone who's not, there's no rami, so therefore, you don't need a Jesus v'chakiris. So again, so we have three terutim. Zok the Gemara. Vashi yama, masnisin kedeshanina. The mission is talking about you need the terutzim, like we said, either one of these terutzim, one of these three terutzim, that we had a stira one to another. So we answered the stira. But krai, echad ladin ve'echad lepshar. The psukim, ishlakish a stira, and the psukim, that you don't need to answer. One is talking about, one is rami, one is talking about another rami. You don't have to have any answers. Over there, it's not a stira v'chlal. Over there, we're talking about that sometimes bezin has to do a din, and sometimes bezin has to do a pshar. Ketzat. Where do you see such things? Shtei svinos oibes benara. Let's say there are two boats trying to go through a canal. Right? So they're coming from each other in different directions, and they're trying to go through a thin spot in the ocean, in the river. Upaguz ebezet. They reached each other. Im oibes shteyen. If they're both going to go through shteyen tevis, they're going to run each other over. And they're going to fall down. But, bazach hazeh, if they're going to let each other go, one go after another, then shtei anovis, then they can both pass. So too, v'chein shnei gmalim, two camels. Shoye olim b'mailas beis chayon, they're going up a steep mountain. And in beis chayon, it's a place. Upagu zeh bazeh, and when they're going to be going over, they're going to hit each other. Im olu shneyan, Shnei and Eiflin. If they're both going to go, right? It's only you ever went up such a mountain. Shmuel, I'm sure you've been
I
around the world, right?
By car,
right?
Yes.
And the shadows, who goes first? What? They're coming down and going up. I think Mount Washington has this problem, right?
Mount Washington?
I don't know. I've never been there. It's a one lane. Any time that you have a one lane.
One's falling off the cliff.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it sounds. They're worse
boys. Okay. So what do we have there? So we're saying that if one's going to go, if they're both going to go, shnei anoflin, b'zeach hazeh, shnei anoflin. So what do we do? So what are the rules? Okay, it's that. Tu'una v'shita'ena tu'una. If one camel is loaded with stuff, with packages, and one's not, then obviously titcha she'ena tu'una. The one that's not loaded with stuff, let him wait. Let the other guy go first. Yeah, same thing. Let that guy wait. Why? It means it's a real loss in time. It's not just, where is he supposed to wait? He can't just wait on the road. There's only one way. So he has to back up and find a place where he could just like fold into. Sounds very familiar, huh? where you can like fold. Yeah, and you're the one that's backing up and
Sometime.
Okay, so therefore, so that's what he has to do. He has to go be matriach himself and find this place that he's going to go ahead and stop over there, stop his destination over there. So, titcha sheina turim ne'at una. Oh, another thing, kriva v'sheina kriva. Let's say they're both loaded, or they're both not loaded, but the one that's next to his city, he's not far on the destination. See, he's not so in, so he should back up and find and not go first. The other guy should go first.
So the camels talk to each other and find out?
No, it's not the camel talking, it's the guy that's driving the camel. Yeah?
Wait, you're both losing out the same amount of time.
No.
Why? They're both on the same 5 minutes. I'm saying, whoever goes, saying it's not. So who's closer and not closer? So someone else.
One is going to have to back down the whole
time. One's going to have to back down, right?
Have to go down the whole thing.
Yeah, well, so we find someplace where he could.
Kriven means
it's close to his city, which means he didn't go too far yet. He didn't leave so far.
Why do we look at who's closer to the bottom of the mountain?
No, that doesn't make it. He was saying the reason why we look at a guy that's close to his city is because the guy that left already earlier, see, he's on the road. It's much harder for him to make such a stop. The guy that just left, he's still not involved in the road, in the treacherous road, so therefore we tell him to back down.
By ships, the guy have a right of navigation. What happens is the one that's going downstream goes much faster than the one that goes upstream. So it's less of a weight for the guy going downstream. The Gemara doesn't give that as far.
The Gemara's not talking about down and up by a stream.
It's true, the Gemara's saying stream is not.
No, but that doesn't mean down and up. By Gemalim it says, yeah.
They're both going in the same direction.
No, they're both going in different directions, but why does it say up and down?
He's saying when one's going along
with the tide.
With the water, it goes faster. But obviously, when you're closer to the city, is that doicha somebody that's...
It doesn't say that. It says where you left.
Is it doicha the one that's carrying the load?
No, it seems like carrying the load is first.
Priority.
Yeah.
So it's tircha for the animal or tircha for the owner?
Both.
Well, the guy's holding a load.
He has cargo, he has the manager's ship.
Right.
So we're trying to do chesed.
It's not, it's rules. These are rules and regulations.
Yeah. He wants to know why it's din. Why is he not a chesed?
Oh, we're going to get there.
Is
one second.
Chesed or is it din?
No, so 1 second. We didn't finish yet. 1 second. But if... So, how you stay in Krav is they're both the same far. Stay in Rechaik is they're both the same clothes, they're both the same far. Hatel Pshar Beneim. So, if they're both equal, they're both left already, they're both far from the destination, then make a Pshara, Umayles Chazu Lazu, and I tell you, I don't know how they're speaking to each other, but okay, I tell you that if you go first, I'll pay you. Right? Or forget. If you go first, you pay me. You make a pshara. Everyone wants to go first. You
say, or if both camels have the same amount of weight.
Yeah, whatever it is. So then
how is it a case in Bezdin? We're not case in Bezdin. We're talking about...
We're not saying a case in Bezdin. We're just trying to show sometimes with this din and this pshara. It means din is, if you weigh first, if you're carrying stuff, you go first. Automatic. That's the din.
The difference is here, nobody's right. Somebody's right.
You're right, but Bezdin doesn't know who's right.
Awesome.
Yeah, Zuck's good. No, Zuck's good. Zuck's good. But we're just trying to show a case that we have Sharas and where we have Din. So that means Din just means rules. That means there are rules and regulations. If you're coming carrying weight, then you go first. That's the rule. If you're closer from your destination, you go second. And then we're telling you, but there are sometimes that you're both equal. So what do we do? We make a Shara, and you would have to pay. If you want to go first, you would have to pay the other cargo or whatever.
If you back down the mountain,
yeah,
then that could be costly.
That could be costly.
Take an hour.
Right. So the other guy has to pay.
It's an hour.
Right.
2 hours.
What are the rules normally when you go on these mountains? What are the rules? Whoever chaps first.
Whoever doesn't want to die does everything he can to get out of the way. And
so you're the one always backing up. Took you 2 days to get
around. Your wife squeezing your hand.
Uh-huh, okay.
You do whatever she says.
When we say Kerva and Ana Kerva, we mean to the destination or where they came from?
No, where came from.
But the guy that's to the destination might have traveled farther also. Because he can travel... It
doesn't matter. If you're long into the destination, you go first. You're already working so much.
It's not saying how long somebody traveled.
If you're further away from your city, then you go first. So the Mabayat, you turn about and say, Tedek, Tedek, Halakha, Bezdin, Yafa. You should, now we're not talking about the Bezdin, how they're paskening. You should look after a good Bezdin. When you go to Bezdin, make sure you go after a good Bezdin. Who's that? Achav Elazar Lelud. After Elazar Lelud, Achav Yechon Mezakel Levi Rachel. After that, cities, names of cities. That's who you should go to. Tano, we learned, Kol Rechayim Beburni. When you hear the mill in Burni, Shavua Ben, Shavua Ben. It means that there's going to be a bris tomorrow. It's a week of a child being born, and it's going to be a bris tomorrow. Why? Because the Gzeres Malchus, they stopped them from doing Mila, bris Milas. So we couldn't make the announcement. So we made the mill, and the mill is a mill shows that, what is a mill? Why don't you now that I have medicine on Shabbos, do you know?
Crushing the pill.
Because, yeah, crushing the pill, right. Gzeres Chikas HaMamonim. So that's how they made medicine. So they used the mill. So then they needed medicine for the child who was just born. So therefore, that was a simon. People should know that tomorrow is going to be a bris. Or, the light, if they light candles in the day or a lot at night in this city. So the Mishtasham, there's going to be a party there. There's a party over there. You should go after Bezdin, the right Bezdin. Who's that? Achav Elazar Lelud. Achav Yechon Mezakel Levi Rachel. That's the city of Rachel. Achav Yeshua LePkiyin. You should go to Yeshua LePkiyin. Achav Amiel LeYavne. Achav Akiva LeBnei Brak. Achav Rebbe Masi LeRoimi. Achav Chanani BeJardin LeSichni. These are the people and the cities where they live. Achav Yisrael LeTipui. Achav Yehuda Ben Bisei LeNitzivin. Achav Yeshua LeGadol. Achav Rebbe LeBeisham. Achav Chacham Lishkas HaGazis. Now, this Gemara was written 200 years after these people were niftas. So what are we telling you? That you should have gone to these people?
People like this.
So tell me what these people are and explain to me. We're giving you a whole list over here, a phone book of dead people. You want to know where to go? And Lud go to Rebbe Elazar. Well, he's not around for 250 years. Huh? Vinny Ravashi wrote the Gemara. They were the last time around.
These were
different. No, I agree. Right. See, with the Gemara, that's the right of it.
Rashi implies that the Bezdin was there. It didn't change.
That's what Ram said.
What?
That's it. Yeah, but it's the sound. It means it's not the pshat that they were there. The pshat is that it was under their guard. This is under their smicha.
Like in the Haggadah, and ask why was there a Kiva passing by, where were they from? So, you know, who was
it? Okay, but it's a mashmah that's what the Gemara is coming to do. The Gemara is coming to tell you what we have to go. Gather Mitzchias is busy with that. How can you say Ebeleza? We all know in the Haggadah we say Ebeleza, the Kiva, the whole Maisa, they all were in Bnei Brak. What were they doing in Bnei Brak? Ebeleza was in Lud. And what does it say about Ebeleza? The Gemara in Sukkah says, Ebeleza Meshabech and Yisra Atzlonim. I praise the Atzlanim that they stay home for Yontif. Right? So.
I didn't go to a hotel, I went to the home.
No problem. Your mailing address?
Orlando.
Yeah, anyways. So.
I have another house if you want.
We're in Orlando?
Yeah.
Well, you own two houses?
No, I don't own it. I have a second house. I want to rent
for a second. I'm from New York. Okay, that's in my mind. Dine Mamanis Peschen. Mamanis, you start.
No, that was the middle sanctuary. So what's
the ass? No, he just threw in the Haggadah. The ass that, how can you say if Ebeleza lived in Lud, what was he doing by Rebbe Akiva Bnei Brak?
Can't be that he was there?
No, because we said Ebeleza praises the people that stay home for Yontif. Okay. So how could he be? Okay, he could have been there, but not for Yontif.
Okay. So when
is Rebbe Akiva's life? Yeah, okay. I'm on its knees if you want to see a test. I'm just. No, he just brought me. Okay, what were you saying?
Yeah,
no.
I was saying.
So,
what was the question?
They weren't around anymore.
They weren't around. The answer is like what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. The chat is that.
Their
hadrocha stayed still. It wasn't Dafka Ebeleza. It was the place there, Ebeleza, Shtel Davek. That was his bezin. Go to his bezin, even after he was lifted. Yeah. So, the Mavatadini Mominus Paischet. The Mishnah said that when it comes to Mominus, when it comes to Kot and Mominus, so you could start with tzchus, with chayiv, but when it comes to nefashis, you automatically start with tzchus. Like, what is it talking about? What do you mean you start with tzchus? The Edom came and said, Reuven killed Shimon. So now what do you mean? So now Bezin starts clearing. Did he kill? Didn't he kill? What does it mean you start with tzchus? So the Mahech Amin, what do you do? Amar Yudah HaChamin. We tell the Edom, Mi Yemek HaTekamitzi, is it really true But you're saying maybe you were someplace else that day. Yeah? So that's what that's how we start with Tzchus. The Edom come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. We say, is that really true? So I'm like, Ula v'achas minulu. You're scaring them. And by scaring them, they might retract on what they just said. So it means, like, when you start questioning somebody, he starts really thinking, like, is that really, you know, sometimes that happens. Am I dreaming? So the Gemara, v'lichsimi, and maybe, so what's wrong? Maybe, yeah, you want them to retract. Maybe do that. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn of Shimon Lazaima? Very interesting. He says, Masina se'edim imakam lemakam. You make them travel, you take the Edom with you from one place to another place. Kadesh Titchiv Daitan, you know, a person gets mavulbul when he's traveling from one destination to another destination. The Yahzu man, maybe they'll be chayzer. So you see, yeah, you do that to Edom.
There it is, you only get, you know, you only forget to doubt yourself when it's not true. When it's true, you know the emes.
So that's what we want
right,
to try
that's
to
what
do.
I'm saying. That's saying it makes sense. Right. Yeah, it makes sense, Taka. We're asking you questions because. Kasha was, how could you do that to them? Yeah, it's only going to throw them off if it's Taka, not
Emes. Yes, exactly.
Sometimes you think 100% something's Emes, and then later on somebody tells you, you realize that it wasn't.
What you saw?
There are times that you think that you saw 100%.
You're getting old. What you saw?
Human people witnesses.
Right, it could. Right, no, I agree.
Yeah, but that's right, usually right. Old.
No, that's what we're holding already.
Once you become you see one court case, and you realize that most people are only like 80% accurate with their memory.
Really? No, if you have 100 witnesses in the Gaisha court, not two of them will say the same thing, and a lot of them will contradict each other.
Okay.
Right.
It's not what you just saw right now. It's remembering. It could be a year ago.
I think if it's Emes Lamito, they're not throwing you off.
You're going to kill that just because you pulled out a gun?
No, you saw.
Your mind starts to play.
It's true. It's true, 100%. So let's just get the Chesed of the Gemara. The Gemara asked, what does it mean you're starting with Tzchus? The Gemara said that the Bezin tells the Edom, are you really sure? So Ula said, why are you doing that for? They might be scared and they might retract right away. So the Gemara says, they're good, let them retract. Like we see in the Braisa, we travel them from place to place in order for them to get mixed up. And they should be chayzer. Over there, you're traveling them place to place, and they forget by themselves. When you scare them, you say, did you really see that? You're going and pushing them off by itself, pushing them off by Yadayim. So that you're not allowed to do. So therefore, we're back to what is best in doing to start with Tzchus.
This would be like Dini Mamas and Dini Fashis, you want to scare them?
No. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but Dini Mamas, we could do Zakai else. We don't know anything. We don't know what it means starting with Tzchus. We say like this, we don't talk to the Edom. We talk to the guy the Edom come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. So we go to Reuven and we say, do you have any other Edom connected these people? Maybe these, bring Hazama. We try to help him out. We say, hey, bring Edom Hazama. Are you telling Reuven to bring Edom Hazama? Then you're troubling the Edom. So like, why is this called a Tzchus? Maybe it's a Chayef. Because by doing that... We
discussed it yesterday.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's not a chiv. But now we're in the mission. We're in the Makis. You're not going to kill those people, the Edom. Because here we're telling... We tell Reuven, do you have Edom Zayman? We're going up with the Nefashis.
What
are you telling him? You're telling him find Edom Zayman. Be makash these Edom, bring them Zayman. But you're killing the guy. So Gemara says, no, you're not killing the guy because maybe they came earlier.
I think Gemara's kash is not a kash. Is not a chayv.
It is.
Only by mamonis, this one's chayv and zake. By killing somebody, we discussed yesterday that the killer has no advantage. The family of the person that was killed has no advantage if the guy gets killed now.
No, what we're saying the chayv is that you're trying to kill the Edom. You automatically kill somebody. Right. So the Gemara, no, we could talk about you're not killing the Edom. Why? Because it's talking about a case that the Edom Zayman came before the Psak did, bring them right away.
But it's not bad for them because now they're going to be the Pasul Ladis.
I understand, but it's not a Chayiv.
It's not like it's not a Chayiv.
No, but he's killing a guy instead of killing a guy. The Mahalka, I mean, no, this is what you say. Ilu Shasikai. The reason why it's a chayv, because maybe the guy doesn't bring it yet right away. Adam Igmadina, you quiet till the after Igmadina. I say Adam Azma, then the Igmadin comes, and Zazama, so you are going to kill the person. So that was his kasha, that how could you say to bring Adam Zayman, how can you say to bring two Adam, it's a chayv for that person. So why are you telling me, how are you saying that it's a schos, it's a chayv for the Adam. Have the chavos shall zeh, we tell him, yeshach ha-Adam la-Khisha, not Adam Azama. We tell Reuven, maybe you have Eidei HaKasha. What's Eidei HaKasha? If you remember Makis, Eidei HaKasha doesn't mean, it means the Eidei HaZama means that Dafka, when you two Eidim were with someone else the same day. Eidei HaKasha means that the Nerag was with someone else, the Harig was with someone else that day. So there you don't get killed. The Eidim are, they're liars, but they don't get killed. Eidim Zayman has to be Dafka, if Mishnah Naveh, Eidim Zayman has to be Dafka that the Eidim were someplace else. That's one tad. If Ganama mi devrechem niske plani. We start schus, we say, after the Kabbalah says, we tell them, from your words, we're going to come out that this guy's going to walk out Zaka. It looks like from us that there's going to be Zaka coming out of him.
You say that even if it's
Zaka. Yeah. Automatic. Right when the Edom come, we start helping out the guy. Abai v'rava, the amitavai, aminole, iloi katatulay titcha. We tell the person, don't worry, if you didn't kill, Don't be afraid. That means when you come to Bez and all of a sudden someone accuses you and you have two Edom coming against you, you're automatically going to get scared. Even though you attack it and kill someone. But you, like you say, you start thinking, maybe I really did. You know, we're not talking about a guy that did nothing. He once took out a gun before and he shot, by the way, he shot a tree. But the guy starts thinking, you know, maybe there was someone there, so he's going to get frightened. So we tell you, if you didn't kill, don't get frightened. That's what we tell the person.
Both of these things calm down the...
Calm down the guy to start working on his...
Right.
On his,
no, but on it his, calms down the whole atmosphere.
Right, right. Well, in the room.
There's stories like this, that people went to trial and they gave up. They didn't even bother to...
Because you have two Adam coming and nagging you.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. You start thinking maybe...
Usually you flee to a lower thing. That's not even true.
Right.
Because your life's over. Right. In this situation.
Rav Ashi, kol mi sheyedei alei schus... You say out, anyone that has a schus, Yavi Yavi Lamed Al Bezin says, whoever has a schus, you don't talk to the Eidim, you just say it. You know, a tiny question about Yavi 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 Yavi, like Yavi Yavi Yavi, that you start, you tell him, you calm him down. Rabbi says by a Saita, Im Loi Shachav Ish Aischav, you didn't lay with another man, Im Loi Satisa. So we start telling her, don't worry, if you didn't lay with another man, you're not going to get punished.
She drinks, she drinks. First of all, she might.
No,
meaning that's not a din
that's Kadosh
Baruch Hu's
din.
What difference does it make?
But we don't want to be Machik Hashem's name. We want to. She gets frightened, so we're just
starting to go. She will admit it. That's not a schus.
Right.
That's the opposite.
Right. Okay. Mikan Shapaiskum din Nefashas Tchilu L'Schus. Here we see that you start din Nefashas with schus.